We are joined today by the legendary Gino De Campo. And you have
come,
to...
you got a fantastic name for celebrity Jews.
Do I?
That's...
Go on, well, how would you incorporate it into a game?
I would have... I would call the game Come Again.
Oh, nice. I like that a lot.
Yeah, I would call it Come Again, and I don't know, we throw things at you, and you have to guess what it is. We throw things behind your head,
yeah,
so you can see it, and you have to guess what we actually throw. How about that? Do you think it's going to work?
I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
I like the idea, but then you've got to bear in mind I'm self-obsessed, so I like anything that involves my name or me. So,
oh, that's
yes.
nothing wrong with that.
I like that
nothing
a lot.
Nothing wrong with that.
I like that. Are you enjoying being, well, essentially Holly on Celebrity Juice at the moment?
I absolutely love to be the captain of Celebrity Juice. It's a great, great, great show for me to do now. It's a good gig. I think it's definitely the gig on my ear.
I know that obviously on Celebrity Juice you get a little bit of grief from Keith Lemon about the fact that you're not actually Italian, but you're from Sheffield.
Oh, yes.
Have you learned anything about Sheffield so that you can come back to him?
To be honest with you, I've learned things that they've been thrown at me about Sheffield. I didn't know that there is a very famous hockey team there, apparently.
The Sheffield Steelers, they are very good.
Yeah. And that's it.
Have any Bond bad guys ever come from Sheffield?
Yes. There is one.
Mm.
Yes, yeah. I can't remember his name. It was Sean something?
Sean Bean.
Sean Bean, does he come from Sheffield, right?
Yeah, he does, yeah.
Yes.
And he was in GoldenEye.
Yes.
He was in GoldenEye.
All right. See, I'm learning, slowly.
You are, now, myself and News Katie.
Hey, News Katie.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm really well, thanks. You've got a lovely voice.
He's got a great voice,
hasn't he? Thank you. Katie, wow, because you're very Baywatchy. You're a very lucky man.
Oh, yeah, I know it. Talking of wearing things, we watched the Gino De Campo cooking naked on this morning, which was a brilliant clip. Now, obviously, you did that because they won a national television award, but it was great television.
Was it? I don't know.
It was very funny.
The counter was a little bit too high for my liking.
Yeah.
You reckon? That
yeah.
I think they did put the counter slightly higher just for the, they didn't want to see the wheelie on the counter. Nobody wants to see that.
I don't know. Katie, is that true?
Move on.
Now that you're involved so heavily with Celebrity Juice, have you promised them to do anything for them if they ever win an award?
Oh, come on, don't put idea in my mind. You know, what you suggest?
I don't know what I would suggest. I can only leave that to the deepest, darkest recesses of Keith Lemon's mind. He's the only one who could come up with something that's worse than cooking naked.
Oh, I think you're absolutely right.
Yeah, I'm sure
absolutely
he can come up
right.
with something for you.